T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Oh, it is such great music. Sometimes I just, some days I just like to listen to as much of it as I can. The main theme from the John Adams miniseries of, I guess, about a decade ago, composed by Rob Wayne. Great stuff. It's really good to be able to start with good news today. Well, unless you're a South Carolina Gamecocks football fan, it's good news for a lot of other people in the upstate, but not so much that. Hello, fellow Patriots. Great to have you along. Here we go as we get rolling. Hour number one, the penultimate workday of the week, the Thursday edition of the Bobby Mac Show. I have to admit, Money Penny, since I've been broadcasting from stately McLean Manor, I am falling into that what day of the week thing is it? I don't know if it's just because I'm working from home or just because of the total environment of the crazed world we find ourselves in, but I sometimes have to stop and think before I say what day the show is, what day it actually is.
So you you have to look at the bottom of your computer or your watch?
Well, I don't have my watch on because I have a big clock on the computer screen.
You know, it says what day it is on the front of your cell phone, too.
Yeah, but I keep that on messages, see, for when you tell me that I have callers. So I'm having to rely on my mental acuity.
It's Thursday, Bob.
Thank you. You're welcome. Penultimate workday of the week. I think they call that Biden syndrome, don't they? Isn't that what that is? So in any event, here we go getting underway. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me. Just grab the phone. Give me a call using the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email remains, as always, bob@1063WORD.com. We will be keeping track a bit in the sports pages today because it is round one of the PGA Championship out in San Francisco. I guess I'll have to watch where they step. Their divots aren't the only problem. so we'll keep you abreast of the leaderboard there. And the good news that I mentioned, except for Gamecock football fans, the coaches poll, the college football coaches poll, came out today. You know, the Clemson was already number one in the preseason Associated Press poll. They have gone for the twin bill and are number one in the preseason USA Today coaches poll. Clemson, number one, followed by Ohio State at number two, the Crimson Tide of Alabama, number three, UGA is fourth, University of Georgia. The defending national champs, LSU, number five, which I find kind of curious, but maybe the coaches are looking at graduations and what have you. Number six in the top ten is Oklahoma. Number seven, we are Penn State. Number eight, the Gators, who have eliminated the Gator Chop. Well, the university says the fans are not supposed to do it because it's, I don't know what it is. It's racist or it's sexist. It's something. And so they're not supposed to do the Gator Chomp. They are number eight. Oregon is number nine. and the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame, who are on Clemson's schedule. Tigers have to play in South Bend this year. I don't know if anybody will ever forget that horrific rainstorm when the Irish came to Death Valley a few years back and they played in that. Let's see if there anybody else. I don't see anybody else from the ACC, with the exception of Moneypenny and I, big fans, as you know, of the North Carolina Tar Heels. They are number 19. Tennessee got some votes. Kentucky got some votes. Louisville got some votes. Miami, App State, UVA, Virginia. Anybody else from the ACC? Yeah, Pitt. Pittsburgh got one vote. And Duke got one vote as well. You're saying to yourself, well, Bobby, where's the Gamecocks in the top 25? not only, sadly, are they nowhere to be found, they got zero votes in the entire poll. So, who knows, you know, what this season is going to look like anyway. In the ACC, they are not playing in divisions this year. So, It's going to be interesting. In on the text line, Bobby, I haven't worked a Monday through Friday job since 1987. I always have to check my watch to know what day of the week it is. Yeah. Bobby, I guess the gator chop is cruel and inhumane. You know, like the Trump sticker on the Bears tracking device in Asheville. Yeah. Come on, man. You on crack, Bobby? Got to know what day of the week, man. Signed, Joe. Oh, man. Well, you know who I am. Right. Bobby, where are the Iowa Hawkeyes? Quick peek. 23rd. Number 23. Iowa Hawkeyes, 23rd in the preseason bowl. Iowa State is 25. Oh, okay. Bobby, is it the gator bait cheer that got eliminated? Yes, it is. They call it the gator chomp, you know, and they that's what they chant. Gator bait, gator bait. And somehow it's, well, as the texter said, it's cruel and inhumane. God. Bobby, oh, shoot, I forgot to meant to say in a previous text, let's go Heels. There you go. You know, it's conceivable the Heels and the Tigers could play for the ACC championship.
That would be awesome.
That would be pretty cool. Bobby, the gator chomp is racist because it goes along with the gator bait chant. And apparently somebody wrote somewhere that little slave babies were used as gator bait. Oh, yeah, really? Texture says, highly doubtful, but that's their rationale behind it. Bobby, have the PGA Tour players started kneeling? No, not to my knowledge. That's the one exception, apparently, in big-time sport. Uh-oh, Bob, sounds like you need a cognitive test if you can't remember the day of the week. Bobby, I'm having a hard time finding a good job, and Joe Biden spends $280 million on useless ads blaming Trump for the coronavirus. I mean, what about these times we're living in? Yeah. Bobby, every day feels like a weekend. I can tell you this. It does feel odd to not get in the car and go to work. You know, to come home and go to work. It's just, it's weird. Bobby, after all we've been through the last 6 months, we deserve to see sleepy Joe Biden debate President Trump. Not enough popcorn in the world for that hilarious event. OMG. Speaking of creepy Uncle Joe, we started with him yesterday. there is more coming out of his interview during the National Association of Black Journalists and National Association of Hispanic Journalists, where he answered questions from these so-called journalists and revealed himself again. Guy's a racist. I mean, I you know, that word is thrown around so much, but he has done and said so many things during the course of his political lifetime that reveal what he's really thinking. Remember 2006? You can't go into a Dunkin' Donuts or a 7-Eleven unless you have a slight Indian accent. Right. I'm not joking, Biden said. Yeah, remember, Republicans want to put you all back in chains? Mm-hmm. Well, he's done it again. He's revealed himself, and we'll tell you precisely how he's done so when we come right back. 17 after 3, Bobby Mac Show, the Thursday edition, rolls on here on WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. 3:23 here on the Bobby Mac Show, in on the text line. Bobby, a lot of bigoted and racist people from the Northeast and the Midwest. No. All the bigoted and racist people are in the South. Don't you know that? You've been listening to the media? Hey, Bobby, is there a National Association of White Journalists? No, I guess it wouldn't be allowed because it's racist. Things that make you go, Bobby, no reason to try and hide it. It's obvious you don't like Joe Biden. How did you arrive at that conclusion? Tigers and Elephants, Clemson and Alabama. Could be for the national title. Could be a replay there. Complaints that the Irish need to get into a conference, so they put them in the ACC. They were better off as an independent. Bobby, everybody knows today is Four's Day, the day after Three's Day. Gotcha. Former VP Joe Biden raised eyebrows Thursday with comments comparing the African-American and Latino communities. Here he goes again. During an interview that aired at the convention of the National Association of Black Journalists and National Association of Hispanic Journalist, NPR's Lulu Garcia Navarro pressed the presumptive Democrat nominee if he would re-engage with Cuba as president, something she suggested would have an impact on Cuban-American voters in Florida. Biden responded, yes, And by the way, what you all know, but most people don't know, unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community with incredibly different attitudes about different things. He elaborated, because he loves the sound of his own voice. You go to Florida, you find a very different attitude about immigration in certain places than you do when you're in Arizona. So it's a very diverse community. Now, the point he was trying to make is that there are many Cuban expats, people who escaped the hellish tyranny of Fidel Castro in Cuba, and don't feel fondly about Democrat politicians who talk reverently about the now-departed Comandante. Like Congresswoman Cass, isn't that her name, from California? Unlike the... I was watching Fox News earlier today, and what's her name? The black woman who's the anchor on their midday played the soundbite from Biden and then came back and very deadpan said, "We're all alike." The Trump campaign slamming its 2020 rival, tweeting, "Did Joe Biden just say that black people are all the same?" Pretty much. Other critics piling on the former VP. There's no way to dress this up, folks, journalist Gerald Beer tweeted. Brad Palumbo tweeting, "Some of us would call this racist." Unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community. Tim Graham tweeted, "You could bet a nickel or two that the fact checkers won't locate this one." No kidding. Rita Panahi tweeted, "Joe! ! Dude, no. This is worse than poor kids are just as smart as white kids." Yeah, I'd forgotten about that one. I was using 7-Eleven comment. Jason Howerton, "It never ends. This is incredible to witness." Yeah. Biden sparked controversy across social media yesterday after a preview clip from the interview showed a separate tense exchange with CBS News correspondent Errol Barnett on whether the former VP has taken a cognitive test. "No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man. That's like saying you, before you got on this program, you take a test whether you're taking cocaine or not. What do you think, huh? Are you a junkie?" Biden said to Barnett, who is black. He later knocked President Trump, who previously boasted how he had passed a cognitive test. Biden saying, "If he can't figure out the difference between an elephant and a lion, I don't know what the hell he's talking about." And then laughed apropos of nothing and gazed toward the wings of the stage, where I guess he was expecting his handlers to be there applauding his performance. The Democrat Party is a disgrace. They're just a disgrace. And they got Biden as their front guy? Which is why everybody is waiting to see who he's going to name as his VP, because everyone recognizes Biden ain't up to it. He'd be lucky if he lasts until Valentine's Day after inauguration. Before he suddenly, of course, has to resign for health reasons, and his VP accedes to the presidency, and you know how this thing goes. 3:29 here in the Bobby Mac Show. News is next. I'm right back on the other side. The Thursday edition cruises on here on WORD.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. 24 before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. In on the text line. Good grief, Bob. You mean Will Muschamp doesn't have enough faith in his own team to give him a vote? In fairness to Coach Muschamp, I don't know if he is one of the coaches who actually votes. I don't know if they all vote or if they're a select list of coaches who vote. Bobby, Facebook gave me 3 days in the hole for hate speech. I said, and I quote, "There are a lot of clueless Americans." From Craig in Simpsonville. That violated community standards? Didn't this sort of prove the point of Craig's statement on Facebook? That there are a lot of clueless Americans? Holy cow. If your wheel falls off a canoe, how many ice cream cones will fit into a doghouse? None. Penguins don't eat potatoes. Signed, Joe, who is my feet? Biden. Bobby just left Bilo in Simpsonville. I did not have a mask. No one said anything to me. Everyone just stared at me like they've never seen a human face before. Let me see if I get this straight, Bob. Yesterday, Biden called a black journalist a crackhead. Today, he said blacks aren't as good as Hispanics, and yet Trump is the racist. Well, Biden didn't actually say blacks are not as good as Hispanics. He said that blacks are essentially monolithic. You know, unlike Hispanics. Hispanics are very diverse, you see. But blacks, no, no, no. They all march to the same drummer. Harris Faulkner. That's who the female black anchor was on Fox. Classic. Played the soundbite of Biden and then came back in a very deadpan face. Just said, "We're all alike?" And then just went on. To the phones we go, beginning in Spartanburg with Craig. Hi, Craig, and welcome to the program. Good to have you here.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Back, Mr. Bobby Mack. My name is Craig, but my street name is Keep It Real. And that's what I do, and that's what WORD does for me. Keep it
Amen.
Real.
You bet.
Now, I'm just wondering, this Dr. Fauci, whatever his name is,
mm-hmm.
He's been on the payroll for 31 years for the United States government.
He at least
$384,000.
Correct.
What does he do?
Beats me. You mean other than be wrong?
That's why I call him Dr. Fauci.
You know, this guy had an opportunity to at least regain a little bit of credibility. He testified before the House Judiciary Committee last week, and Congressman Jim Jordan gave him a hard way to go. At one point, Fauci insisted there's no inconsistency in preventing people from going to work, going to church, and going to school, but allowing them to gather in massive crowds to protest is perfectly okay.
Right.
Unbelievable. And Jim Jordan said
he has early Biden disease.
He may have. I think, you know, there are a lot of these people that are very, very bright, but have zero common sense.
Yeah, but what has he done since now with the corona for the last 27, 28 years? What has he done?
Good question. Yeah. Did they find a vaccine for SARS? They find a vaccine for H1N1?
And believe it or not, he owns most of the patents for vaccines.
Yeah, well, no wonder he doesn't.
He has a COVID-2 vaccine.
No wonder he doesn't like hydroxy.
That's why he doesn't want... Excuse me.
Yeah. No, you were about to say, and I think I spoke over you, that's why he is opposed to hydroxy.
Yeah, because there's no patent on it.
Yeah, there's no money in it for it.
Who's going to make the money? Are you going to pay 50 cents for a vaccine or $50 for a vaccine? It's all about money. This is crazy, this country. Yeah,
it is. It is total insanity. Thank you, Craig. I appreciate the call, and I appreciate you pointing that out. Jim Jordan, as I said, was giving Fauci a hard way to go. Dr. Fauci, do protests increase the spread of the virus? Fauci said, well, I can only make a general statement. Jim Jordan said, well, 500,000 protesters on the 6th of June alone. I'm just asking, that number of people, does it increase the spread of the virus? Fauci responded, crowding together, particularly when you're not wearing a mask, contributes to the spread of the virus. Jordan then pressed and said, should we limit the protesting? Fauci responded, I'm not sure what you mean. Funny, I thought the question was fairly plain. Should government limit the protesting? Congressman Jordan clarified. Fauci stuttered, said, I don't think that's relevant to... Jordan said, well, you just said it increases the spread of the virus. I'm just asking, should we limit it? The good doctor said, well, I'm not in a position to determine what the government can do in a forceful way. Jordan then noted that Fauci has made all kinds of recommendations on everything ranging from going to baseball games, dating on Tinder, and government-mandated lockdowns. Fauci recently said there would likely be no need for a second coronavirus lockdown. I'm not sure if he said that before or after he told us we all have to wear goggles. What a fraud. What a fraud. I mean, I'm sure the guy is brilliant at what he does, but where's the evidence of that? Where is the evidence that this guy has the remotest idea of how this whole business should really be handled? Truly incredible. Hey, Moneypenny, do you have today's episode of Donald and the Doctor handy there, since we're talking about Fauci here? Yeah, this is one of our favorite TV shows. You may have caught an episode of it before, but if not, here's a replay for you. Here's today's episode of Donald and the Doctor.
Tonight on Donald and the Doctor.
It's coming down.
We've plateaued at an unacceptable level.
It'll go away like things go away.
It will continue to smolder.
It will go away. Please, go ahead.
And smolder and smolder.
Hopefully sooner rather than later.
Hey, agree to disagree. Tonight on Donald and the Doctor on ABC.
I mean, it is, you know, every time, it seems as if every time Fauci gets pushed out front, he can't wait to disagree with President Trump. Whether it's hydroxy or wearing masks, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. 3:45, quarter before four here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back. Welcome back. 10 before 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. The Gamecocks fan retweeted me and said, Bobby, I said must chump, not must champ. And yeah, I'm a Gamecock fan. I know, yeah, tough times. Bobby, Gamecocks beat Georgia last year, but that's not good enough for votes when you go 4-8 on the season, hoping for a better year this year, but who knows, with the Kung Flu floating around. Bobby, we need to start calling him Dr. Falsely. That would work. Back to the phones we go here to my stomping grounds of Taylor's, and we welcome into the program Mater. What up, Mater?
Hey, how you doing, Bobby? Had a really, really enjoyed the show. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
This isn't going to be a very in-depth political statement. I was just calling to let some of your listeners know. Have you seen the latest Lowe's commercials on TV where they're backing Biden?
What?
Lowe's
no.
Home, you know, the hardware store?
Yeah.
I saw it about a week ago. It was the first time I saw it. And I don't know why a public company like that would choose to alienate, you know, maybe half of their customers. But I decided to go to Home Depot for everything from now on. But I just wanted to bring it up. I didn't know if you were aware or if any of your other listeners.
No, I have not seen that.
Really how
are they going about backing Biden?
It actually comes on and saying that I don't remember the word commercial verbatim, but it's basically, you know, they are talking about how they are backing Joe Biden for the president of the United States, and that how if things will be better once he's in office. I was kind of so angry I forgot half of it.
And this was on, was on local TV?
This was on, what was I watching at the time? It was either during a Braves game or it was on local. It wasn't on one of the ABC, you know, one of the ABC networks or anything like that. It was probably TNT or USA or something like that.
Yeah, maybe even.
Yeah, it was on basic cable.
Probably, I'm guessing ESPN, because they have the contract for Major League Baseball, I think, right? Although you said it was a Braves game, it might have been on the Braves network.
FSN.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, of course.
No, I have not seen that, and frankly, I'm pretty astonished, Mater, to hear that a major corporation like that, for the very reason you mentioned, why do you want to make sure that half of the electorate is going to disagree with your political opinion? Not to mention, who cares what a company's political position is anyway? I could care less what their politics are.
Exactly. That's the same reason I don't listen to movie stars and actors for my political news.
Exactly.
But
Or athletes, for that matter.
I couldn't believe it. So I wanted to share it just in case some other people hadn't seen it, because I was at Home Depot's licking their chops.
I guess. Yeah, that's pretty dramatic. I'll have to go to YouTube and see if I can search it out and find that. That's pretty amazing.
Yes,
thanks. I appreciate the information. 6 minutes now before 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Also went on the text line this afternoon. Hi, Bobby. Check Sky News Australia. They have a video about Biden's cognitive decline on YouTube, 6 minutes long. Bobby, Latinos are different. Some come from Cuba, some from Puerto Rico, some from Mexico. Biden stumbled across this. Well, it was brought to his attention when he was talking about this congresswoman who was a big supporter of Castro being in the mix on the short list for VP. And Cuban immigrants in the Miami and all over Florida, for that matter, immediately jumped to that. But the point is, it's not what he said about Hispanics. It's what he said about African-Americans. You know, they're monolithic. They all think alike. And I guess, you know, as a Democrat, Biden believes he is entitled to the vote of every black out there. But I guarantee you, there are tens of millions, and I'm not making that number up, of black Americans who plan on voting for Donald Trump this November. And maybe to some degree, because they recognize that the Democrat Party is the party of Jim Crow, the party of the Ku Klux Klan, the party of Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia, who was a grand omnipotent stomper in the Klan, or whatever his title was. You know, Democrats have a history of racism. If you look and see how many, on a proportionate basis, how many Republicans and how many Democrats voted for the Civil Rights Act, in a Congress it was dominated by Democrats. Bobby, prediction, they're going to close the churches and the schools in October because that's where we vote. Bobby, so Biden says all black Americans think alike. What's he going to say next? The old insult that all blacks look alike? Put that old jackass out to pasture. Bobby, I watched my father die with dementia for 12 years. What Joe Biden's family is putting him through is criminal. There are laws against it. His family is a public disgrace, and the Democrat Party is worse. Destroying Joe's life on national TV, that's the lowest form of individuals. I can't even call them individuals. What do you call something that low? If you can see that the Democrats will use a dying man to their advantage as a national spectacle, it should make you wonder what they will do to you. And finally this, Bobby, if we have to wear goggles, I'm going to Walmart, buying a snorkel kit with the flippers, and walk around like Scuba Steve. Hour two is on the way next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.